This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're drinking pumpkin beer. October is here, and that means the reign of the pumpkin has begun. Many of us will be eating pumpkin pie in the coming months, or maybe some seeds from our jack-o'-lanterns. But there are some who desire more pumpkin, and they get it through beer. Andrew Schmidt is a bit of a beer expert. He's a home brewer, works at Anchorage's specialty shop La Bodega, and he's Cicerone certified. It basically means he's a sommelier of beer.
Beer's the reason that civilization exists.
That conversation is going to have to wait for another day, because we have pumpkin beer to drink. Andrew says he likes pumpkin beer, but he doesn't love it.
In general, they're not a beer style I drink heavily because they tend to be too sweet for me. So I do kind of prefer ones that try to strike that balance between the sweetness, the sort of earthiness of the pumpkin, and then the various different spices.
And he's going to try to find that balance now. I've selected 5 pumpkin beers that Andrew will taste blind. Afterwards, he will crown the king of the pumpkin beer. So I have 5 beers for you today. I thought it'd be fun to do a blind tasting. And here's beer number 1. This beer Andrew's trying is the Alaska Brewing Company's Pumpkin Porter.
Very pumpkin-y on the nose. This beer's almost metallic.
That doesn't sound good.
Is that good? It is. It's a description.
Oh, man.
It's got, I don't know where, that could come from a couple things. I definitely taste the pumpkin. I don't taste a whole lot else. I wouldn't call it one-dimensional, very two-dimensional. It's certainly not as deep as, or all that complex as I've seen pumpkin beers be before.
Ready for the next?
I am.
That's beer number 2. This beer is the Midnight Sun Brewing Company's Treat Porter.
Smells like coffee. Doesn't smell like pumpkin at all.
Smells like coffee.
But yeah, but I don't taste the coffee very much. Like, it's there in the finish. It's present the aroma, but not really in the flavor. The body on it's great.
Way better than metallic, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. certainly better than the first beer.
This beer is number 3. This beer is the Legion Brewing Company's Great Pumpkin Ale. Now you're putting your hand on top of it and swirling it. Why are you doing that?
So the for one thing, my nose is awful. I have a terrible sense of smell. So when I'm talking about the aroma here, do take that with a grain of salt. But a lot of the things that cause the aroma in beer, they are very, very volatile. Volatile oils, aromatics, and things like that. And they dissipate very, very quickly. So I'm stirring it around and trying and covering it with my hand to see if I can rouse up more of those aromatic volatile oils and then covering it with my hand to trap them in there. Smells so far the most spiced. That one smells heavily of clove and cinnamon. And I can taste the booze. Oftentimes, that's another thing that I think really draws people to pumpkin beers is, I'd say about 70-ish% of the pumpkin beers that we receive every year are above 7.5%.
So here's beer number 4. This is also an Elysian Brewing Company beer called Punkachino.
This has coffee in it. It certainly does. And so this beer tastes like a roasty, not a pumpkin spice latte, but more like a pumpkin spice mocha. Or like if you just took pumpkin spice and added it to black coffee. I like this better than the one that I thought was actually had coffee in it, because this one does.
And it tastes like coffee.
It definitely does. Yep. It tastes like coffee. And it strikes a nice balance between the, it tastes like a coffee drink. It tastes like something that you could go to a coffee hut and order.
Okay. Here's your last beer.
Okay.
The last beer Andrew's trying is the 21st Amendment Brewing Company She Said Beer. It's a Belgian pumpkin ale.
This one smells Belgian.
Belgian style.
Yeah, Belgian. And so with Belgian beers, one of the prime characteristics about them is the Belgian yeast. And so that has a very, very distinctive kind of funky aroma to it. Yeasty. And this one definitely has it. There's a little bit of that pumpkin-y earthiness, sort of a fullness to the aroma that's pleasant. The pumpkin is definitely not assertive in this beer. This tastes much more like a Belgian Trappel than it does a pumpkin beer. But it is present.
It's the moment of truth, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
What's my favorite?
Yeah. I think the coffee pumpkin one.
The one that you thought was coffee pumpkin?
No. The one that actually does have coffee in it.
The one you're certain that it's coffee.
Yes.
It is coffee.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. So your favorite one was the Elysian Punkachino coffee pumpkin ale. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.